Ushuaia is the capital city of the Argentine province of Tierra del Fuego, the triangle of land on the southern tip of South America. Ushuaia is the world's southernmost city, and it's the place to be if you're looking for late summertime sunsets. NPR South America reporter Martin Costi sent this postcard.
At the height of the southern hemisphere's summer, Tierra del Fuego is a hiker's paradise. Daytime temperatures reach a perfect 65 degrees, and you can walk for hours through unspoiled forests of beech and pine. The crystalline creeks and turquoise lakes are ringed by the snow-capped Andes, and on the seashore, if you're lucky, you'll stumble across sea lions and penguins as they look for lunch or sun themselves on the mossy rocks. But what do you do after the sun finally sets at 10 p.m.? If you're a Fueguino, as the natives of Tierra del Fuego call themselves, you hang out on the waterfront. The city of Ushuaia is set on a bay just off the Beagle Channel, which connects the Atlantic and the Pacific. And on this night, whole families can be seen clambering over the rocks on the edge of the bay, thrilled at the sight of something in the water.
Oh!
The moonlit bay seems to be churning with something.
Una vez al año, será este fenómeno.
This phenomenon happens once a year, says Daniel Baudino, as he gleefully sends out his fishing line. For 3 or 4 days, he says, thousands of sardines show up. The sardines are so plentiful, Baudino's 5-year-old daughter kneels on a rock, dips in a plastic shopping bag, and comes up with at least a dozen. When asked whether she's planning sardine sandwiches, she seems horrified.
No las voy a comer.
No? ¿Qué vas a hacer con ellos?
Las voy a poner en la pecera.
I'm not eating these, she says, clutching the bag protectively. I'm putting them in a fish bowl. But the adults are interested in eating fish, not so much the sardines as the 3-foot-long white hake that follow the sardines into the bay. Teenager Damian Suarez says he doesn't even need bait to catch them. We've caught about 37, he claims. You just stick your pole in the water and you pull out a hake. To prove his point, he wiggles his latest catch in the faces of the teenage girls who've come to watch. The tourism authority here bills Ushuaia as the end of the world. A sign over the dock says so. Does teenager Natalia Perenera think that's a fair description of her hometown? I guess the end of the world is Antarctica, Natalia says, looking south. But since no one but scientists lives there, I guess that makes us the end of the world. Some teenagers get pretty surly because they think they live at the end of the world, but these kids, who actually live there, seem pretty pleased about it, as long as the sardines are jumping on Saturday night. Martin Costi, NPR News, Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego.